I'm joined on the line by Marion Relihan, and Marion is here to tell us about a conference that is coming up very shortly, this Thursday in fact, at 9 a.m. at the Rose Hotel in Tralee, and it is entitled Eliminating Violence Against Women and Girls. Marion, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Deirdre, and thank you for having me on.
Not at all. This conference is being organised by the Kerry Women's Centre in association with NEWKD. Tell us a little bit about what the conference is all about and who will be attending.
Well, Deirdre, the conference is about an issue that's not going away, which is violence against women and girls, and in fact, it would seem to be getting an awful lot worse. As we know from looking at the newspapers and, you know, looking around us, we can see that this is the case. And it's really to bring, it's part of the 16 days of action which happen every year to bring an awareness and action about violence against women and girls. And really we want to explain, I suppose, or educate ourselves about how easy it is for people to accept violence against women. And I suppose one of the first things to look at ourselves is our language about women, you know. And I did a little bit of research on this. There are roughly about 53 words, derogatory words for women, and about 21 for men.
And sorry, did you say 53, Marion?
About 53. I mean, there's probably more, but that's what I could find.
Okay.
For women. And, you know, it starts with how we speak about each other and how we think about each other. And so then the level of desensitization and acceptance can grow from that. So we want to kind of change that and just to be aware how we talk about each other as women, how we talk to each other and about each other. And for men to, I suppose, stand up as well and in other men's company and say, no, that's not acceptable. You know, I don't want to hear you speak like that. Because when we're speaking or listening to that, we're listening to somebody talking about ourselves, our mothers, our daughters. You know, that's who we are. We're women. And I think it's to unite against that. And that's only the tip of the iceberg, obviously, the language. But that's where it starts. We need to be able to call out if we know somebody in our family or in our neighbourhood or in our friends. If we know somebody who needs help, we need to be able to say to them, this is, you know, to open a conversation with them, to say maybe this isn't acceptable, you don't have to put up with this, whether it's coercive control or...
Oh, have we lost Marion? Are you there?
Yeah,
you're back again. Sorry, yes, you were saying about coercive control.
Whether it is coercive control or somebody's been physically abused. It can be people being shouted at. You know, there's just a whole range of what is considered violence against women.
Yeah, it's interesting that you zoned in on the speech side of things, Marion, because I guess people would automatically think violence against women and they would think physical violence. But as you say, words do matter. I do think, though, to be very fair, that people are far more careful now about the kind of language they use, you know, not just in the public forum, but in everyday conversation. I don't think people are quite as derogatory about women or use the same language about women as they used to. Would you agree?
Well, but I wouldn't say it's in all circumstances.
Sorry, could you say that again, Marion? Because you were gone again. Sorry.
I don't think that's the case in all circumstances. I think you will get that maybe in certain circumstances among certain people, all right. But I wouldn't say that's generally true, because if we look at how women are still portrayed, how women are trafficked, how women are, you know, physically abused, you know, it is the ultimate is the taking of women's lives. And as we know, that's increasing as well by partners or ex-partners or, you know, people. Sometimes it's strangers, but it's usually people that we know. And it's all part of the same line, if you like. And it's just being able to stand up and say it's not acceptable.
You've got some very good speakers coming to this conference, including Mary McDermott from Safe Ireland.
That's right.
And yeah. Catherine Casey, who was actually on the show with us yesterday, is going to be there.
That's right.
Members of the Gardaí, Dr. Rosaline McDonough as well.
That's right. And it's going to be a very engaging conference. It's going to be our usual style of conference, which is cafe style. So there's a lot of interaction. You know, you're not just sitting there being talked at. And we want Kerry to lead the way in this. I mean, if Kerry could lead the way in eliminating violence against women and girls, wouldn't that be just absolutely fantastic? And it's within our abilities to do that.
Absolutely.
Each individual has the power to do that.
Can you tell us, Marion, how people can get tickets to it? Because it is free to attend, is that right?
It is free to attend, but if you book on Eventbrite, that's the best way to get a ticket is Eventbrite. I think people who are used to booking tickets will know how to access that.
And it's this Thursday?
It's Thursday the 30th in the Rose Hotel, and we start at 9 in the morning, and we offer tea or coffee on arrival, and we have music through the day as well. We have a harpist and we have drumming, and as you mentioned, terrific speakers as well. So it'll be a very dynamic, engaging conference. And it is about bringing awareness. It is about educating people. And because people say, well, what can I do? I suppose that's why I mentioned the language, Deirdre, because that's the first thing we can do anyway. And we can be signposts for people to access the different services. Now, the Kerry Rape Crisis Centre will have information there as well. And as you said, Catherine Casey from ADAPT will be there. So we can be people who are, as individuals, we can all look out for each other.
Absolutely.
And stand up to violence.
Very good. Well, look, well done to everybody in the Kerry Women's Centre and NEWKD for hosting this conference, because it's very, very worthwhile, and I'm sure there would be lots of interesting debate and discussion at it. Marion, we let you go, but thanks a million for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Deirdre. Thanks.
That's Marion Relihan there talking about that conference entitled Eliminating Violence Against Women and Girls, happening at the Rose Hotel this Thursday morning.